We have with us here this evening the British band The Clash. They are in town to be playing a show tomorrow evening. That's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. at the St. Paul Civic Center Arena Bowl section. And they are on a triple bill.
In the hockey rink,
is right, yeah. And you're on a triple bill. You'll be playing with, who else is going to be playing there? I'm not exactly sure. Do you know offhand?
David Johansson.
David Johansson, yes. Formerly.
The Undertones. The Undertones.
From Derry, eh? Okay. And David Johansson, formerly with the New York Dolls and his band.
So they're better.
No, yeah, that's what we know and that's what we've heard. That will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the St. Paul Civic Center Arena, as I said. If you'd care to introduce yourselves, that would be just tremendous. Just say hello, how are you, kind of thing. Just give us your name.
That's Mick.
Hello, how are you, kind of thing.
This is Mick.
Topper. Mick, you play...
This is Topper.
Okay.
Barry Myers over there. Cosmo over here.
Okay, and Mick,
Hello. Evening.
You play guitar.
That's right.
You're playing lead guitar. And Topper, you're playing the drums. Okay. I guess I just got a couple of questions then. First of all, how did the band begin? It began about 2 years ago, isn't that about right?
No, it's 3 years now.
3 years at least,
going on for.
And when did it first break for you back home?
3 years ago.
Yeah, but where, I meant, I'm sorry.
In London.
In London. Is that where you're not from London, though, originally,
yes,
are
no,
you?
Yes, we are originally from London.
Yes,
no. I see.
Michael Miles.
And what was the first club that what was the first club that you played in?
The first club was the Black Swan in Sheffield.
Okay. And you moved on to there from there, and now of course you're here in the United States. This is your,
which is very much like Sheffield.
It is.
You mean the Midwest is very much like Sheffield?
Well, some of it, yes.
I see.
They are make steel there instead of milk cows.
What real rock and roll is? It seems like they've forgotten what rock and roll is all about.
You're talking about here.
Well, yes, specifically in America in general.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how would you define then rock and roll for us?
Well, it should be. Which one would you like to?
Well, how would you define rock and roll yourself?
Exciting, immediate, forward moving, emotionally move you, and hopefully make you think about your situation as well and do something about it.
Okay. What were you always playing in the style that you play now?
Yes.
Okay, so
always
it's
playing. We don't play in any particular style. Except we call it rock and roll, or you call it punk.
You do rock and roll and reggae too, isn't that right?
Or
is that
yes,
just
lots of reggae, a lot of black music.
Yeah.
We're very influenced by black music. Yeah. We think it's like absolutely superb.
Yeah.
And we can't understand why most people don't admit to the fact that it's actually black music which we're playing.
Yeah.
Especially all the false white groups that are going around.
Okay, now what, in your mind, without getting yourself into trouble, would be a false white group?
Oh, definitely. Foreigner, without a doubt. I'd like to go straight forward and go to the point of poor white boys. They're the least thing from poor white boys I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. Right. And it's anyway, it's rubbish. It's the music my grandmother listens to.
Punk is dead in England, right?
No,
I mean, so-called.
White rock.
No, I was reading the trade, the British trade, Sounds. Now, I don't know if any in the audience...
Ignore it.
It's the only trade in the United States that one can get, really.
No, you can get the New Musical Express in New York. And
okay, well, I'm talking about...
Bad bands.
Yeah, actually, in the Midwest. Now, what trade is actually more reflective of where you would be at, quote-unquote? Is there any newspaper in at home that you particularly enjoy, reflects... So it's mainly an establishment thing. The newspapers at home are the same thing as they would be here.
Yeah, but there's some good fanzines still going.
Okay, all right. What,
Zig Zag.
How are things going now? Is this your first tour of the United States? Your second, is it not?
Second.
It is your second. Okay. And you recorded your second album in New York?
No, we only mixed it there.
Okay, all right, fine. Oh, I read it all wrong.
We recorded it in Notting Hill Gate.
I read it in Melody Maker wrong, I guess.
Yeah, you aren't taking notice of those papers. Okay. Really.
They're all wrong. They're all wrong, all the time.
You get misquoted.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But we can't, no way we can get misquoted here.
No, that's right.
No way anyone can cut anything out.
They couldn't possibly cut us out, could they?
There's no way that we can cut you out. I'm going to ask you a little bit about what's going on with you as far as the United States go. Is that what's going on as far as the United States go?
Well, we're here to alleviate the problem, really.
What?
Right?
The drought of rock and roll, is that what you mean?
Well, we'd like to just... bring about a new state of insomnia.
Are you getting accepted here or not?
Wake up,
will
you?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the reception you got so far?
At the hotel, yeah.
Nah, you know what I mean.
We played at Monterey with the hippies, it was great. Monterey Festival with the hippies. Yeah, he took the brown acid.
Israel.
But it was good. It's getting better. Because people will wake up. And in the end, people will listen to good music. Do you know what I mean? And they'll listen to good music if they hear it. Do you know what I mean? If everyone wants to keep it a nice secret. And like Radio W...
Right.
But what we should say is that if you don't like the records, the listeners, they should ring in and say they don't want them. Like, if that ain't good enough, they should appear personally and say it ain't good enough.
Okay, no one speaks
keep saying it, right? And then you get things changed. No use moaning about it to us.
I'm not moaning about it.
But you meet loads of kids. Loads of kids, they come up and they go, the radio's real bad. They don't want to listen to Foreigner. They don't want to listen to all that stuff. But they never do anything. If they rung in, if there was more phone calls, people saying, I don't want to hear Foreigner than want to hear Foreigner, then maybe things would change. Maybe they'd hear what they want to hear. Do you know what I mean? But people got to put themselves out and they've got to do something rather than just sort of wander around a Longhorn Club going, I don't like the radio. You know, nobody knows they don't like the radio.
You're real angry about that, obviously.
Yeah, the radio's disgusting, you know. It's
really poor.
It's just dreadful. I mean, there's nothing in your playlist, or I don't know whose fault it is. There's nothing in your playlist that's got any conviction, any emotion, anything that might mean anything to someone. I mean, it's just a load of coked-up, long-haired people, just making a few extra bucks. And they're dying, you know, the record business is dying. It's hitting a slump, you know. And that's good, you know. Maybe they'll all, maybe Ted Nugent will go skint or something. Fleetwood Mac won't sell any LPs, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be all right then maybe things will get done, you know. They're dying and we ain't, so, you know, we'll get through in the end. Took the Who 7 singles, but they got there.
Do you, getting a little bit back to where I was at originally, do you find your acceptance in the, I have to do this, do you find your acceptance on the East Coast is perhaps better than it might be in the Midwest? Like New York, do you think that there are people...
It's too early to judge yet. We're here in the Midwest now, and it's for people to assess it, right? And it's up to those people to react, right? Even if they react badly, there's more chance we're going to come back anyway.
Okay.
We don't give up that easily. Right.
When's the next album out?
About 2 months.
And are you recording now? As soon as you get home, you're going to be recording? It is done.
It's finished. It's just been a little bit of mixing.
And is there a name for it yet?
Not really. But it might be called Speckless.
Speckless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Head Games by Foreigner.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to... there was one other question that I did have about a trend in the UK that I was reading about, again, in one of these trades that you think isn't worth much. What is a skinhead?
Some skinheads are decent enough kids, but there are others who are associated with people like the British Movement, which is a Nazi group in England.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What sort of audience do you find yourselves with at home? Are they just your basic rock and roll sort of people? Yeah, well, great big ones is right, from what I know. Anything else that you'd like to add for the audience? Anything about the Clash that you think that they might be interested in knowing that might be helpful for them to know?
I think it's very important that they all come to the concert tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, that's at 8 o'clock at the St. Paul Civic Centre.
Judge for
arena.
Themselves, really.
Okay. You can dance there this time, they tell us. You'll be able to dance there.
Bring your skates.
Okay. You know, should be good.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, gents. Appreciate you coming on in. And we hope, obviously wish you the best of luck and stuff. And I will be there tomorrow night. If I can stay awake, because I've got to get up at 4 in the morning every day. So we'll see you then. Okay. Righto. Thank you very much.
Ta-da.